This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Bulletproof coffee. Power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Liquid Death. Don't be scared, homie. It's just water. Get two free koozies with code MMANUTS. Nexus. Keeping you online when everything is on the line. Save 35% off the first 3 months on all products and plans with code MMAN35. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 531.
531.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there, Black Cherry brother?
Nothing. I think you blew my eardrums out.
You're welcome. As I lean into it.
Whoa.
I'll back off.
Life is good. What can I say?
Yeah, the heat wave is kind of giving up a little bit on us. It's getting cold at night, but I don't know about you. I just keep my air conditioning on, but then it doesn't kick on at night, so I think it's hot. And then I have to go upstairs and turn it lower because I'm a fucking psychopath.
No, it's pretty cool in the basement for us, but I think we keep it on because we have a tri-level house and the upstairs gets really hot. So it's an old house. So, you know.
Same. Well, we have that fucking plasma TV in the basement, and that's like having a goddamn heater in the basement.
Yeah.
So well, adds another
like that at
degrees.
Nighttime. I mean, in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's not bad, but otherwise not so great. And then with all the fucking storms, and that's weird, like the amount of tornado warnings that we've had this year is more than I think we've ever had.
Yeah, it seems like the weather's out of control. Earthquakes, tornadoes,
yeah,
fires,
storm. Hey, we had one rip through my backyard that one time.
Hurricanes. That's right.
Tore down like the biggest tree in the neighborhood, destroyed my neighbor's garage for him, you know. Enjoy, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little Bellator.
Bellator's
Gegard Mousasi and John Salter.
Yes, it was quite the amazing event, was it not? We were just talking about it beforehand, so I can recap that conversation. I hate when we do that. Sometimes we start chatting. We have like a rule. We don't talk about what the show is about.
Yeah.
And then if we do, it always makes when we actually talk about it feel weird because it's like deja vu. But anyways, I was watching the first few minutes, like kind of fast forwarding. And it seemed like there was wrestling and it was boring. And then the wrestling stopped. And then Mousasi started kicking the shit out of him.
Yeah, he started piecing him up in that second round. Like, oh, you like wrestling, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think the second round, Salter got a takedown and Mousasi reversed it. And it was just ground and pound heaven for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, third round, Salter went for a takedown. Mousasi stuffed it and then just fucking pounded it out for the win. And then I guess this sets up Mousasi versus Mr. Paige VanZant for the next title shot, Austin Vanderford. So we'll see. I mean, Mousasi always looks good. He always looks in shape. Doesn't look like he's on anything, which is weird because if you're in Bellator, why wouldn't you just juice to the gills, right?
He's natural. He fights.
He looks like it.
And he trains.
Right. That's all he does. That's it. That's a winning combination. Hence why he's your champion, right?
Yes. Yes. I agree.
And then over to the PFL, we had Rory McDonald versus Ray Cooper III. And Rory basically got manhandled for three rounds, got taken down at will and held down and beat up. And 0-2 in the PFL right now, which is weird because he was one of those guys who I thought, oh, these guys from a UFC coming in, they're going to do well. Mm-hmm. And him, not so much. So to me, it looks like he's got nothing left at this point. I don't know what the scenario is. And again, another guy who looks 100% natural, and that may be part of his problem. Because I'll flip it over because Gleison Tibau's over there also. He's winning. He doesn't look natural. He got an arm triangle win. He's on huge. All the shit. Oh my God. Well, he was huge way back in the day, right?
He was.
But I think he was probably what, 180 cutting down to 55 or something right?
Yep.
And yeah, he looks just as jacked now. I don't know. He might be 40 for all I know. Who knows? But way contrast in style and body type. Roy just looks, he almost has the same build as Musasi, but just he's not having the same results. And and maybe it's too many wars. What do you think? Is he just done? Or
I think I've said this many times. I think that fight with Robbie Lawler just, I think neither guy was ever the same after that. They stole part of each other's like future, that basically like they aged probably 10 years in that fight. It just, you can't be beaten that bloody and be like the same after. Either both guys are too tough and just beat the piss out of each other. It was crazy. So I think that's probably a huge factor, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just tough to watch because you at least in my mind, I thought him going over there is just going to run ruckshot through everybody, but not so much. No. And then this weekend, I had fucked up last week. I thought that that UFC was Jared Cannonier and Kelvin Gastelum. I thought that was happening this past weekend. It's actually happening on Saturday, like that card. That's probably the only fight to watch on that card. And then it's so good. And then Friday night, the Bellator, I think this is the fight I'm looking most forward to. Chuck Congo versus Sergey Kharitonov.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Like, oh, my
That's
God.
For the tournament, yeah?
I believe so.
Okay.
Like, goddamn, Kharitonov, he's been around forever. And remember, we always talk about seeing the guys backstage. And I remember standing next to Chuck Congo at one of the UFCs. I'm like, this fucking guy's not that big. And then I stood next to Kharitonov and I felt like a little boy. Like, Jesus Christ, that guy's fucking big.
Yeah.
And Chuck, you would think, well, Chuck looks huge on camera, but in person, not so much. But Kharitonov,
he's just lean. He's like
more like a bodybuilder lean.
Yeah, super lean. Yeah. So Kharitonov is just
mass, large, like 265. Human being. And his melon was like this big, like holy fuck, like Tito size. So that fight I'm geeked for. And then Thursday night, the PFL has another fight, and it's Kayla Harrison's fighting. And she, again, it's like another chick that's too good for the level of competition they're putting her up against. But like, what are you going to do? I mean, she just makes $1 million every tournament. So good for her. And eventually they'll put someone in there, because I think Kayla was talking at some point she'd like to fight Chris Cyborg. So I'm like, good luck with that.
You don't want that.
But I mean, she's coming up while Cyborg's coming down, so she may catch her at that right point. Oh, so
I don't know. Okay, maybe if it's a starving, hungry Cyborg, maybe then she'll be
she's
weaker.
Always starving and hungry, Ingo. I gotta stop her. No, I don't. What else is happening out there?
Well, you know, I was reading about Paige VanZant and her, given the field that I'm in during the daytime.
I was going to ask you about this.
Was struggling with mental health issues after her loss. If you remember, she ran out of the ring and like didn't really want to talk to anyone. She says she went all the way out to the parking lot and like had a little breakdown, and she said terrible things to her husband. And I have a quote from her regarding how she feels about this like spot she's in. She's like, everyone expects me to lose and everyone expects me to fail. I don't know. I just feel like people have this specific perception of who I am. And especially online, it's crazy how much people can hate on a single person. I just don't get it. So she goes on to say too, that her husband, Austin Vanderford is like 11-0 or something. And she's having a hard time watching him be successful. Cause she's, So I don't know. Like, I feel like this woman has created this, my perspective, she created this enigma of herself, and now the pressure of all that is getting to her. And when she doesn't win, it's like, you know, like she's been pumped up to be this great everything, and she keeps losing. So it's like, what does that say about her? So it's like, I can see why she would be struggling, but maybe she's just overwhelmed. I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, she had a lot of other shit to say, so I want to read some of the other things. So she was talking about like her bare knuckle fighting championship fight. She said, when I walked out of the ring, I didn't just walk to my locker room. I literally walked all the way outside and I just went and cried in the parking lot by myself. I said some things to my husband. This is like what you're saying, that were pretty terrible about my mental state. I told him I didn't want to live anymore and this wasn't for me anymore. Life wasn't for me anymore. So I was disappointed. It was hard. And then I think she finally kind of came to terms with what was going on, talking about her mental health and how everybody struggles and mental health is no joke. I need to start taking my mental health more seriously. But I think part of her problem is these fighters get too tied to their persona of being a fighter and having to win. Like, you don't have to fucking win every time you fight. You just have to be entertaining.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's making that switch. Plus, she's a much better personality at everything else she does. And it's not, I don't know. And here's another thing. She should probably just stop reading comments. You know, stay the fuck offline. Yeah. You know, if you can't handle the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. But I don't know. I mean, she makes so much money off her Paige VanZant thing. Why continue to fight? I mean, I don't know if she needs to at this point. What do you think?
No, but it depends on where her identity is wrapped up in. If she identifies as a fighter first, and she's not successful at that, you know, then it's hard to swallow. You know, like for me, like, you know, if someone said, well, you're a really shitty flute player, and I'd be like, the fuck do I care? Like, you know, so I think maybe her internet persona is just a way for her to support her fighting career because she wants to do it. Why else would she still fight? It doesn't make sense.
She's also in the wrong league. Like, she's not a boxing champion. Like, why? Yeah. Or a bare knuckle at that. Like, why are you doing bare knuckle? Like, that is the worst, like, out of your skill set. Like, the thing I always thought that she was the best at was just scrambling. And there, unfortunately, there isn't a scrambling tournament. So I don't know where she fits in.
She should go to jiu-jitsu.
Maybe. I think she'd be better at that. But, like, she wasn't good at any particular part of the game. Like, it's definitely not striking. It's not jiu-jitsu. It's just it's scrambling, and I don't know where that fits into any of this, but it's kind of like the Sage North guy. Like, you are the pretty girl and or boy, and that's your gig.
Good job. Yep.
And you don't always need the best skills, but just put on entertaining fights, and just if it's a loss, it's a loss. I don't know. So we'll see. I don't know what that makes of her, because people keep posting pictures from her Paige VanZant site. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. She looks pretty fucking drugged up and out in some of those pictures. So I hope she's not spiraling down here, right? Because you could see that happen.
You can.
And like, oh, I have to do this side, right, to make the bank, when I want to do the fighting side to make the bank. But anyway, let's talk about our sponsor. Attention listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job. From the leaders in male grooming, join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code MMANUTS.
Yes. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant. That's key. In the summertime, crop reviver, toner, performance, boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your whole solar system. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker. It's like having a little astronaut to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear.
I want like a little one like this big to come out and like, but I want them with like a sickle, like a Grim Reaper sickle.
Yeah.
And it could be a Manscaped sickle. That's fine. So get 20% off plus free shipping with code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com for a clean Trinity and beyond. Your space balls will thank you.
In, out.
Yeah.
Print in, it. Out, done. That's how we roll.
Thanks for playing.
Hey, speaking of balls.
What?
Yeah,
you got some?
Fun. Of course. But I also have this. Did you see Anderson Silva's son?
No, I heard about it. On this right now?
I hope not. Shouldn't be any audio.
Yeah, I got you. You're good. No audio.
It's like a bam. Oh, that's
throws one kick and it's normal. Huh. Interesting. So does it say how old his son is?
Hold on a second. What's that?
How old is his son?
Great question. I think 18. 18?
I like it. I like this the kids coming up kind of shit.
Kids coming up. So I don't know. That's one win. He'll take it.
Yeah. Because they're not always going into the same sport, and they're usually not as good.
Right.
Like the kids coming up. So speaking of Anderson Silva, did you see him and Tito Ortiz are gonna have a boxing match?
No.
Yeah, September 11th. I don't know if they've released like how many rounds, how many minutes. I'm assuming 8 rounds. I don't know if they're doing 5, 3, or 2 minute rounds, but assume it's 8 rounds. Who wins? That's such
Tito Ortiz.
By what, skull size? Fucking, that's nonsense. That's blasphemy. You would say that. I think fucking Anderson Silva just beat who's that, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in boxing. Like he'd be a legit boxer, so I think he's gonna fucking manhandle Tito to a proportion we've never seen before.
All right,
he might even beat him to a living death thing. I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
We will.
And then what else? I saw Jacare said he's retiring from the sport of MMA. It's going to focus on the jiu-jitsu. And I don't know if that means that he's going to compete again. I think he said he's going to test it out, see how it feels as far as the jiu-jitsu, and then potentially get back into competition. He just feels like he stayed around in MMA way too long, took too much punishment. I think he lost his last 4 fights in MMA. So it's kind of tough. I mean, obviously if you're on the losing side, and you probably want to check out, and you know, you can do jiu-jitsu for what, you'd be 60 and fucking jiu-jitsuing.
Yes, right? Master division.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. A gi, a no gi, there's like a million different divisions, right? As yes. You age just, out.
Just like there's a million different fighting promotions anymore.
Oh my God, it's so ridiculous.
Hey, did you hear Diego Sanchez is potentially signing with Bare Knuckle FC?
I've heard that one floating around. Does not surprise me.
Feldman, one of the guys.
Yeah, he's the owner.
Owner from that thing said they're having some talks and he feels like they're going to close something out soon. Said he's a good guy. I want to make sure that everything's on the up and up with him, and I have really a good hunch and a feeling that they are. So he said once they get through some more contract stuff, should be a go. He's gonna find him a fight. So what do you think about that?
I actually love it because fucking Diego's a warrior, right? Putting brain damage aside, he's a fucking warrior. He's gonna go out there face first, ass up. He's gonna fuck some people up. They should put him in against his former business partner, whoever that twat was that was causing all those problems.
Is that guy also a fighter?
Well, he doesn't have to be. He can just show up and get the shit kicked out of him. And
there you go.
I think all of us would be okay with that.
Yeah.
It's too bad. You know, I don't know who else I would like to see Diego fight over there. Chris Lieben's over there. I think they're out of weight class, but...
Well, Lieben's way bigger than him, isn't he?
Yeah. That probably wouldn't be too fun for him. Chris Lytle does the commentating. I wouldn't mind seeing him come out of retirement. He might be about the right size. I'm in for it. I don't fucking care anymore. Fuck brain damage. Brain damage isn't real. CTE isn't real. Fuck science, Ingo.
Science is not real.
No. Yeah, I got a little video from Conor McGregor. Post this up here so we can hear what he has to say. Make sure I have a little volume. I'm going to test play this first. Okay, we're good. So here's Conor McGregor. He's talking about his surgically repaired leg.
No volume.
Yeah, no volume. Hang on.
No volume.
Let's try again.
Give me the volume. Do, 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 do,
do, do. It's a lot of work. Whoa, Inga.
That's a big screen. Okay.
Hang on.
Hopefully you got no naked photos.
I was getting exactly what I needed. And what I needed was a titanium shin bone.
Shin bone.
And now I've got a titanium rod going down the knee, from the knee to my ankle. And the doctor said it's unbreakable. So once I build back, you know, first of all, manage the incision, the cut, you know, make sure it doesn't get infected, keep the health on it, keep building back that way. Then I'll start playing with the balance, learning how to stand on it again, learning how to balance on the single leg again. Then I'll build the strength. And then I've got an unbreakable titanium leg. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I was talking to my physical therapist, Heather, who was with Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Heather.
The other half. And I was saying, I'm like Arnie in Terminator 2. You know what I mean?
Fucking guys.
What is he doing?
He's just fucking driving down the street in fucking California. He didn't give a fuck.
What is he riding? Like one of those old people scooters?
Yeah, yeah. I forgot what those things are called, a Lark or something. But so what do you think about just his overall gig? Like, does it sound like he's coming back or what, man?
No, I think it's all talk.
You think it's talk?
Yeah, that's a nasty break. I don't think he comes back from
that. He's got a titanium leg. He's ready to kick some shit, man.
Yeah, but that takes time to heal all the way around that titanium. And I don't know. I'm not buying that story.
It's too much money to be made. He's coming back. He's going to – I still think he boxes one of the Paul brothers. Like, as
okay, maybe boxing. Back. Yeah. Not MMA, though.
No, I think he wants to get it. Literally get your legs under you first, right? And get back, and boxing is probably an easier path because you're not going to fucking get kicked or kick anybody. Because if I'm fighting him, do I want to leg kick that leg? Yeah, I do. But I'm going high. I'm not going low. I'm not calf kicking that leg because I don't want to go shin on fucking titanium. That ain't going to feel good. That ain't going to feel good for anybody. But how baller is he too? He's just fucking driving down the street. That's not street legal, is it?
No, totally not. He doesn't care.
Conor McGregor, bitch. I do what I want. And then he had posted a picture. I think it was on his Twitter. He was on his yacht. He's showing his kid hitting golf balls into the water. I guess they got some special golf balls if you want to hit into the water where it actually degrades and then it turns into fish food. So you just whack balls off the back of your fucking, $3 million Lamborghini yacht?
Those are pretty cool. You should get some of those golf balls.
Fuck yeah. The next time we go on a trip somewhere.
Hit them into the ocean. Yep.
What else you got out there?
Well, there's a rumor floating around about Khabib going into professional soccer, which has been apparently redacted.
Yeah.
I don't know what's truth or what's not truth. What do you think's happening? Is he going into soccer?
No, his fucking manager, Ali, said that was all horseshit. So I think he's just going to continue coaching MMA. Like, I guess he's undefeated as a coach in MMA. But that's because he's probably working with all the Nurmagomedovs and Omadovs, whatever, anybody that ends in a V, I think he's managing, right?
Okay.
So all the tough fucking Russian wrestlers, that's a good strategy. Manage all those guys, you're going undefeated probably for a while. So yeah, I think he's just gonna stick with coaching because I guess he's pretty good. I don't know. Wasn't he coaching someone indirectly and then that person still lost? I think it was when all the pandemic was happening and he was watching one of the fights. He was telling someone, hey, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. But then the person still lost. So it's technically a loss on his record. And go,
okay.
So he's fucking not undefeated in everything that guy does. You want a little KO of the week?
Yeah.
All right. Let me share this. Oh, now it wants to share with sound. I don't want to share with sound. So there you go. Bink. And down.
Dang.
Oh, we got one for good measure in. I don't know if the show will replay.
Good God. Did this happen just recently?
Probably.
Ugh. Oh, man. He ate the full, speaking of titanium chin, he walked right into it. It was like a leg kick to the face.
Like, yeah, it was.
like one of those chopping leg kicks, but you take it to the face.
Yeah, right to the face.
That's not good.
Not so much.
It can't feel good.
It's like big dicks to your ass. Something like that. What is it? Man. Big dicks in your ass.
Yeah.
Bad for your health.
That's right.
Or good. Depends. Depends which way you want to go. You want to do the tweet of the week?
Yes.
I saw this. I wish they sold these here. This looks fucking awesome. This is from Twitheart. This is some low carb buns. So you can stay fucking ripped.
It's the rip buns.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Fucking cool as shit.
The Japanese thing?
Something. I don't speak this language. We should get some of that. You got any other news before we go any deeper?
No. No news.
Okay. The KO, we did tweet. Oh, do you want to hear the worst sound in the world?
I'm scared.
Yep, you should be. Let me make sure my volume is at the appropriate level here. All right. I don't like the post street fights.
No, is this going to be a bad one?
Maybe it's 37 seconds.
I'm not trying to fucking fight. I'm trying to be cool as fuck.
Oh, he's
sitting inside. I'm down to fight.
He's sitting inside.
Yeah.
What the fuck up?
What's going on? Oh, the guy just absorbed a shot. Like, oh, took another shot, and then the guy's like, I guess I better respond here. Oh, he ate another one. Ate another one. Oh, you want to hear that again?
No, that's terrible.
No, it's the worst sound ever. You don't ever want to hear that. That sounds like a dead man. Like, look at this shot, and then, oh!
Golly.
I like a good knockout, but
that's just not
that fucking watermelon hitting the pavement.
That guy's probably gonna have brain damage.
That makes me so hard. Like, you can be like Sean Strickland, right? He's got such a
back
hard
of my head
right
is hurting just thinking about
I know,
that.
Right?
Oh,
I'm gonna ice up after the show's over.
I never want to see that in
that's
person.
So much.
It's not bad. It's not good. The cage is bouncy. So,
yeah, and if you're gonna street fight someone, you do it on grass.
Yeah, grass is much safer.
Because then when you fucking drop them, they get a little bit of cushion. Not so much a concussive. You probably won't kill someone on grass. I'll just put it that way. Let's do a little ass to nuts. This is a good one. So you're in the Hunger Games and your group is four celebrities that you share your birthday with. Do you survive? And I will, I'll pull it up here for you. I've got yours.
Oh, you got mine already?
Yeah, I got you on deck. So we'll start with you.
All on deck. Let's go.
So
I get to pick four?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
There you go. So you got George Segal.
Wait, which day is it?
At February 13th.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I thought it said 18th. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got it.
George Segal, Memphis Depay. I don't know who these fucking guys are.
He's a terrorist.
Oh, great.
I'll take him.
You might want this guy. Then.
I'm
going to
go with that. I'm going to go with him. That's one of them.
Straight out of Oslo.
Yeah.
Mina Survey, or whatever you say.
I think I have to take her just because I'd like to make out with her. That sounds cool.
Katie Hopkins. So you got two. Neil McDonough. Mike.
The coach. Yeah, yeah. We need him. Okay, number three.
And then do you need one more? Or?
We have four total.
Okay. Peter Gabriel, Robbie Williams, Oliver Reed. Oh, Jerry Springer.
Good
Henry
Lord.
Rollins.
Henry Rollins.
That's because cool. I'm a liar.
Like, anyone that can fight? Like, there's nobody that can. Gutierrez is questionable. Oh my God, this list sucks.
I know.
Did you totally pick like guys that people that were not tough?
This is just people that are born on your birthday, motherfucker. I have no.
Chuck Yeager. We'll go with him.
Okay.
He's probably a badass. I think he was a little guy though.
You got Yeager and
Krzyzewski.
Coach.
Yes, and then we got Mina Suvari. Yes, just for me. And then this guy, Anders.
I Breivik. Feel like we just got put on a no-fly list now. Thank you. it's a pretty good competition here. Let's see. Who do I have here? Let me pull mine up. I have not picked yet. All right, so we have Devin Booker, Diego Maradona. Ooh.
Nastia Lukin.
I'm taking a fucking gymnast for sure. Nastia Lukin.
Okay.
She's born in 89. Okay. John Adams. Fucking A. I might need some presidential support here.
Harry Hamlin.
Junior Lane. George II of Great Britain. Gavin Rossdale.
There you go.
I think I'm bringing him with. So you can just fucking start playing music the whole fucking time. So I'm in the distractions. Henry Winkler. No.
Yvonne, oh dude,
I'm bringing her. She's fucking definitely coming. So I think I'm going the opposite way. Grace Slick. Oh, done.
Plus size
Ashley
model.
Graham.
Oh Jesus.
Yep. So I fucking got my
Matt's
team.
Doing. He's
so
not got, fighting anybody.
I'm just fucking to Glycerine playing in the background.
There you go.
Glycerine.
It's live.
Thank you, Kevin. Good luck. Okay, yeah, like that action. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's back and it's time. Pound sign of Jarrell, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
I can't think of a single thing. How about a...
Yeah, I got one. Shadow boxing. I think everyone looks fucking retarded doing it.
Oh, you went that
especially
direction.
Myself. Yeah, I don't. I hate it. I always hated when they tell us to warm up. Do you guys fucking shadow box for 5 minutes? I'm like, why? I want to fucking hit something. I don't like throwing punches just randomly. Unless your name is Fadi, like Coach Fadi.
Coach Fadi. Hey,
let's go rile that fucker up and talk about fighting. And then he just starts, when we're all sitting down, he gets up and starts shadow boxing because we've got him all fired up talking about fighting because he can't control himself. He's like, I gotta fucking swing at someone. Like, what are you doing? Calm the fuck down. But wasn't he the guy, like, when we were training, he'd be like, wow, you guys go pretty fucking hard. Like, what's up? Like, that's what we train. We train, I fucking 150%. Like, we train like we're trying to, like, someone's trying to kill us. Like, someone's trying to rape my ass. I'm not going to let it happen. We go hard or we go home, motherfucker. Right?
Yes.
We scared a lot of people. That was that's, so fun.
We did. Yeah, that was the two of us and then all the other people taking Krav Maga. We came from the crazy gym, which was like basically military training. we were in boot camp and we didn't know it.
I thought that was normal, right? This is how you train. You train like someone's trying to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And then we go to this other gym and we're like, what the fuck are you guys doing? We don't go like this. I'm like, well, you should because like that's how we're going. If you want to get in with this, this is what we're doing.
It ended up being just you and I training together the whole
pretty
time.
Pretty much.
Nobody else wanted to. Like, no.
That's too much. Whatever you're doing, it's too much. That like, I'm funny. The fucking probably oldest guy in the gym, all right? Yeah. And you guys still don't want a piece of this.
Nope.
Like, whatever.
That is all funny. Right. Okay, you win. That you're right. Shadow boxing.
Okay, thank you. What is the funniest joke you know by heart?
Oh, Jesus. Three guys walked into a bar. Fourth one ducked.
Great. I know none. That's the only joke I know.
I'm not a joke guy either, but I remember that.
In 40 years, what will people be nostalgic for?
40 years. I think gasoline powered cars.
Ooh, that's a good one. They may be going to the wayside. I'm gonna have a hard time converting.
Yeah, we have Kate wanted to get a new car, and she's trying to electric, not electric, and ended up going back to gas because she felt like it just wasn't there. Infrastructure is not quite there.
Maybe 5-10 years.
Yep. I think if you're buying a car right now, the next car you buy, whenever that is, will be okay to buy electric. Battery, whatever.
Well, people are always nostalgic for video games. Like, that's, I think, always around. I was going to say cryptocurrency. I don't know if it's around in 40 years from now. Maybe.
Might not be. That might be all we have.
It could be. Maybe it's all, and they get rid of the physical. Who knows? What are the unwritten rules of where you work? Besides beat off once a day.
Oh man, that's hard to say. There's like a lot of rules, but in general, kind of. Well, let's talk about where we work, you and I. I don't know if we've said this out loud before, but as the Fertitta Lorenzo had with Dana in their contract, we also have a gentleman's agreement that we ever get into a very serious dispute, we will solve it via jujitsu match.
Or striking with elbows.
No. Which Matt
or
will
leg,
most likely
we'll have
win.
A leg kick war. So, like, let's just leg kick someone until one of us falls.
You're too strong for me.
You go shin to shin.
I have to outlast you without dying.
Right. So you got a better chance at jujitsu. That's for sure.
Not striking. Striking is.
Yeah, remember game. Like the fucking anytime, even when we're doing like those drills and they're like, yeah, just go shin to shin and see how that feels. And we're going like not even 10%. It might be 1%. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? This is bullshit. Like, fuck this. And I think that was even with shin pads on when you go shin to shin. I'm like, fuck checking the kick. Bullshit. I'll just
eat harden your shins.
Yeah, I'll fucking eat all the leg kicks. Just lean into it. Like, even you can take them if you lean into them, but a lot of people don't even do that. They don't even fucking lean into it. They just fucking eat them. I'm like, ugh. Let's move along. Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition. Here we go. Number 143, female wrestlers. Number 26, you have Alexa Bliss, Carmella, and Mandy Rose. Let me get these ladies up. And first, I'll give you a little Paige Van Zandt. Hey, how you doing?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Her mental health looks fine here, Ingo.
It does.
Alexa Bliss.
I got to think about that one.
Carmella.
That's nice.
And then Mandy Rose.
Probably wife material right there.
I was going to say, if you're not wifing that, I don't know what's wrong. There's something wrong with you.
That's fine. And then, I don't know, probably bang the first one.
Yeah. Kill this one.
Kill this one.
This one looks a little manly.
Looks crazy. Manly.
Yeah. We're in agreement then. This one's got quite the can on her. I didn't pull that picture. Let's see what else is going on. You got any kind of knowledge?
I did, but my damn Facebook, I had a video and I found it like right before I was falling asleep and I thought it was hilarious, but it's not available anymore. I don't know. And now I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. I'll just say this. I watched that Field of Dreams game. I don't know if you watched that baseball game.
Parts of it. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. What a cool, like, nostalgic thing to do. And I thought it was awesome. The Sox won, you know, the way they did.
Dramatic fashion, like bottom of the ninth, home run, wins it, fireworks. And cool that they brought in Kevin Costner and did that whole like opening scenario with
the drone
the guys
work.
Walking through. Yeah.
That was like, crazy.
And I want to say they said it was one of the highest rated games since like 2005. And I could be wrong, but really fucking cool. And a great idea, right? I mean, hockey
Fantastic.
Doesn't have that, but they do like the outdoor stadiums every once in a while. And that's dope as shit to see hockey played on Wrigley Field or wherever they're doing it. But, you know, I think more sports should explore fucking cool shit like that. And for baseball, that's a perfect scenario. So they win. They win with that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's my knowledge.
All right. I got one for you.
Of course you do. You're gonna make me hang piss on. My pants.
let me pull this up. I feel like I'm missing something here. Okay. Oh, hang on. I'm all over the place. Hang on.
That's a lot of text. What happened?
Yeah, that was a wall of text. Trying to get back to my screen here. It's not wanting to share what I want to share. Hang on.
Is it a dick pic?
Hopefully. There you go.
I got it now. What is okay. What am I looking at?
A guy trying to take a dive. He's like, to infinity and blow. Up, up, and
he literally slid off.
Like, just fucking. I don't know what it is. It's just missing that jump, right? Like, I'm gonna plant this. Say, and he almost looked like Miguel Torres there for a second.
Oh, there's more.
Nah, there's some other kid. Unless you want to see this kid eating shit. I mean,
is he going to hit his head? I don't want to see that.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see what happens here. One. Two. And a quarter. It's all about phase plan. If you haven't tried some shit off the diving board, you're missing out. Sometimes you just got to go for broke.
It doesn't feel good when you fall like that.
No, especially when you're trying some shit off the high dive. I don't even know how high it was. I used to do that all the time.
25 meters, 30 meters,
see how many flips I can pull off.
10 meter dive, is that what it is?
I don't know what the average is for high school, but we used to always get there. I was doing swimming in high school, and then if you got there early enough, you could do some diving with the dive team. And like, yeah. show me some shit. I'm like, okay, I know how to flip. Okay, I'm just going to go into the flip and see how many I can pull off. And I'm not even going to come out of it. Just fucking, because when you hit the second flip, you're like, holy shit. You're like, you see ceiling, water, water. Like, oh, that hurt. I'm going to do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's funny. You're brave. I will never do it. My girlfriend was a high diver in college. So she's crazy.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
She's one of those people that has no fear.
That's what you should do. And then a little cliff diving. I've done that. I don't know.
I don't think I could do it. You must be one of those people that has no fear either. I have too much.
I have healthy fear, but I mean, you got to check the water, make sure it's deep enough. So first time you jump in it and then check the water. I'm like, this is pretty deep. I can fucking pull off a dive. I'm not going to do any fucking flipping. I'm just going to do a straight dive, but I don't know how high that one was. It was a good 20, 25.
Huh.
It was so high, I couldn't tell where the water was. So I fucking overdid my dive and came in not straight, but past straight. Like, fuck. Like, where's the water, man? I thought it was right here. It's hard to gauge. And I think that's when they do those, we see in Olympics and some of those high dive tournaments where they usually have the sprayer so you can see where the water is. Because otherwise it's too clear. Like, where the fuck is it? And I thought it was 5 feet higher than it actually was, so that's why I over fucking went. Like, oh, okay, I get why they do that now. Luckily I didn't fucking spank on that one. That's gonna hurt.
Yes,
that's it.
You pants yourself.
Yeah, hopefully. For all the kids. Hey, don't mind me, I'm fucking bug ass naked. That's it. Let's shut down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. You're now done. All right, man. Take it easy. I'll see you later.
You're out of control.
You know it.
Okay, I'll see you later.